Oh, yeah. We are all dancing here in the studio, feeling those Friday vibes. I've got a studio full of incredible performers. Soul Theater is known for creating high-quality theater productions that mainly use youth and give them, what would you say, a pretty professional experience, huh? And this next production is a musical, Annie Jr., and I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to find out here in a minute how much fun. It runs December 10th to 14th at the Thunder River Theater. So welcome, y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You have to, hello.
There you go. There you all are. Took them a minute, but now. So awesome. Let's go around the room and have you each introduce yourselves.
My name's Camille Malloy.
I'm Emery.
And I'm Bo.
And I'm Brittany Crook. I'm the director of education with Soul Theater Company, and I am also stage managing our production of Annie Jr.
Wow. All right. Well, first, and this might be a Brittany question or you, one of you guys, but Annie Jr., what does that mean?
So Annie Jr., it is the musical that we have all seen, we all know and love, but it's the junior version. So it takes out a couple of sort of the extra songs and kind of cuts it down to a tight 75-minute show. And it's still, you know, all of the great songs that you know, Hard Knock Life, Little Girls, NYC, Easy Street, which these three guys all performed together as Hannigan, Rooster, and Lily.
Oh, what fun. Are you going to sing today? I'm only kidding. I do have It's a Hard Knock Life queued up, but darn, I should have gone for the other one. So let's talk about Soul Theater. Camille, I know you've been involved with Soul Theater for quite a while, and I'm not sure about you others, but I'd love to hear from you. What does Soul Theater bring to your life?
It's a big part of my life for sure. Yeah, I started when I was like 6, I think. And, yeah, I feel like it's really shaped my personality and life. And yeah, I just love it.
Awesome. Yeah. And who do you play in Annie Jr.?
I play Miss Hannigan.
Miss Hannigan. That's a part that you have to actually really act. Sometimes there's parts where you can bring parts of your own personality in. But I bet that one is, what parts of Miss Hannigan do you relate to?
Oh. well, I mean, not to be mean, but I do have a little sister.
So. Margo?
Yeah.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
And so now, how long have you been involved with Soul?
I've been doing it since I was in second grade, so that's, wow. I think I was, I'd have to say 8, yeah.
Yeah, and you play Lily?
Yeah.
So how many productions of Soul Theater have you been in?
Last time I checked, it was 11.
Oh my gosh, wow. And do you feel that theater is something that you want to pursue as you get older?
Yeah, definitely.
Wow. That's great. And now, Bo. You got to talk in that microphone.
Some shows are, like, really, like, there's different types of shows. Some shows are action. Some shows are probably drama. And then the other category is probably just fun.
Yeah. So where's this fall?
Probably.
Fun. I
it's
hope.
Just fun. Kind
yeah.
Of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like they're all fun.
Yeah,
and who do you play?
I play Rooster Hannigan.
All right. So now, how's the rehearsal process been going for you? Do you learn the songs first, or do you learn the words first? Just your. Or is it all song? Do you have actual talking to?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Good. Well, I mean, some musicals, they just sing through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's true.
I don't think I ever saw Annie, so that's why you guys have to tell me.
So what did you guys start off with?
I mean, I don't know. I remember the first rehearsal I went to, we learned like the biggest songs, like NYC and
Hard Knock Life.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like
Tomorrow.
Bigger songs. Yeah.
Yeah.
With like everyone both, in it. And then we kind of like the rest of the rehearsals were like split up a little more. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we do like choreography and stuff.
Yeah. So who's leading the choreography?
Landon.
Oh, yeah. We love Landon. What a new great addition to town.
He's so great.
Oh, he's amazing.
The best.
I know. We're very excited that Landon decided to stay.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, cool. So he's doing the choreography. Mm-hmm. So are there any like fancy moves you've had to learn or has it flowed pretty easily?
Easy Street, we learned the Charleston.
The Charleston is so nice.
Yeah.
It's probably the most funnest move that you can learn and also the most complex.
Yeah. It wow. But it looks so easy it when other
so
people
easy
do it.
When Landon does it. Oh my God. Watch my feet off.
What's the feet off before?
Not too sad, so. No, yeah, this is definitely one of the ones where we do like, this is definitely the bigger show.
The bigger, mm-hmm. yeah.
Because it's usually awesome. We haven't really done like, we didn't really have like a choreographer. Like, that's,
yeah,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this has definitely been special.
Yeah, and, like, in callbacks, we learned a song, NYC. Yeah. We learned NYC, the choreo, yeah. And it was, like, a lot of fun. And it was just, like, yeah, I feel like it's, like, a step up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Callbacks are always fun.
And now, Brittany, you've been involved with Soul for a while.
Yeah, it's been a few years. I moved to the Valley in 2022. So, and have kind of been doing, I've directed some shows and worked with these guys before and have stage managed some shows. And
I swear I've seen you in some shows.
Yes, I have been in some shows and our community shows and in cabaret last summer.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be a Kit Kat girl, so I was a little jealous.
Listen, it's never too late. Let's revive it.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Yes.
Yes, I love it.
And that is the show that brought Landon here too, right?
It is. Yeah. Landon played Ernst in Cabaret, and he moved to he was here for the summer for the contract and then loved Carbondale and just decided to stay. And he works at Flowers on Main.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been working with Soul this whole semester, obviously choreographing Annie, but he also taught a musical theater audition class.
Ooh.
That both Camille and Emery took and just wrapped up this week. And he'll be here throughout next summer as well. And he's teaching, actually this is, we haven't publicly put it on the website yet, but he's going to do an improv class and a dance class with
us. Oh my gosh.
In the spring. Yeah, I know. Yes. So just to getting to expand our teaching artists and also our community. And, I mean, I love working with him. These guys.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yes.
You guys
yes.
love
well, believe
him,
me,
so.
we're hoping he's going to be a little bit in that fashion show, too.
Yeah.
We have our eye on Landon. Everyone's going to be fighting for him soon.
He's ours.
So this is fun because you guys are the 10th to the 14th of December,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of wraps mm-hmm. up the year for Soul Theater.
Yeah.
You guys
summer,
are.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Not until summer, yeah, like, but it's our last show of the year, and we open the day after Colorado Gives, so we'll be doing a really fun fundraising in town and also with our invited dress for parent preview on the Tuesday the 9th. But next spring we will kick off the year with James and the Giant Peach that I'll actually be directing with large-scale puppets, which
Ooh.
Will be super, super fun,
who's
that we're going to build.
Oh, you guys are going to build them?
Oh, yeah, we are. Bo's figuring this out in real time right now.
Yeah.
And then we are looking towards our summer next summer, so it'll be great.
Yes.
All right. So, Bo, what grade are you in?
I'm in fourth.
You're in fourth?
Yeah.
Cool. And how about you two?
I'm in sixth.
I'm in seventh.
All right. So that's the other cool thing about Soul is it's like all ages get to come together. And even in some of the shows where you have adults and kids, I mean, that really takes it up such a notch to have to all work together. Is it fun? Do you learn from these girls, Bo?
No, not really.
You should. Okay, you should.
I should. I'm your older sister, Bo.
Yeah, you know, always learn from your elders. That's always the good thing. See, no, how is it? Do you guys enjoy working with all ages of people? Is that a, or is it sometimes kind of annoying? Or is
no,
it fun?
It's definitely
it's
fun.
Yeah,
good, good. Well, I'm so glad you guys took. I know that you have rehearsal right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm glad that you took a little time to come over. Now, Brittany, if someone wants to get tickets to this, what do they do?
Yeah. So if you want to get tickets to Annie, you can go to our website at soultheatercompany.org. There's a couple pages on there. It's on the homepage and also under our current production page as well. And be sure to get your tickets soon, actually, because we just sent out our first link and we already are almost sold out on our Friday night show. So they are going fast. So make sure that in the next couple of weeks, as everyone's on Thanksgiving break, that you're also thinking about getting your tickets for Annie Jr.
That's great. What a great way to end up an incredible season. So thanks for all the work you're doing. And people should remember Soul Theater at Colorado Gives Day. So many things to remember. And come see Annie. Get your tickets soon. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to play It's a Hard Knock Life, even though it's not the song you guys sing. But do you sing in this too?
No.
Does everybody know?
It's only
the kids. Right, it's only the kids.
Yeah, this is the classic. The typical song.
Okay.
Typical.
Here we go. Hello? Yay.
Hello.
Yay, this is working. I love it. All right, we have artist Chris Erickson and Miriam Singer on the phone, and hopefully Brian Colley right up there standing by. And I really thank you guys for taking a break from working on a mural at the new Jazz Aspen space up there above the Red Onion. So obviously, a lot of people know you, Chris. You're known for your two-dimensional, colorful abstract paintings and also your sculptural pieces pop up, including, right, the melting gondola car at the top of Aspen Mountain. And Miriam, you're a Philly-based artist, and you do really, a lot of your art, it looks like very colorful streetscape painting and murals, and they can be found throughout the East Coast. So how did you two connect here? How did this collaboration come about?
Well, actually, so I was part of a selection on Mural Arts and Jazz Aspen got together basically as a partnership through Tony Harvella, who is on Jazz Aspen's board. And he recommended Jazz have a mural and use the community for a paint day, too, like the kids that perform with Jazz Aspen in their jazz. They have like a jazz band that's part of Jazz Aspen. And so basically Jazz then partnered with Mural Arts. So Tony got Jazz together with Mural Arts. And then it was way before even I came into the picture, they planned all of this. The idea was that we would be doing a selection once they chose the Philly artist. And the Philly artist on the board to select the Colorado artist. I think we were kind of I think the idea was open to like all of the area.
Oh, wow. Okay, so
a local artist, so it would be a collaboration together. So it was way before I even came into the picture that plans were in place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you got to choose Chris.
Or you I did. Chose. I'm able to choose Chris. Ooh. Yeah. So we were able to have like a review where we reviewed about, I think it was 20 artists. So congrats.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we reviewed it. We did, like, we interviewed like two finalists.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did a lot of Zooms to kind of decide and mm-hmm. choose. And yeah, very happy with our selection because Chris is amazing.
He
is. And Chris' team is amazing. So, yeah.
Wow. So Chris, how did the collaboration work for you? Like, were you two immediately able to just build upon each other? Or how did it go?
It was a really organic kind of flow and process. I don't think either one of us had any idea how it was going to play out. And mm-hmm. it was a great mm-hmm. experience.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be just a really seamless, fluid, kind of visual dialogue back and forth from across the country. Miriam would present some of her ideas and her marks, and then I would riff off she was doing, mm-hmm. and send them back to her. She would riff off kind of my work, and it just like evolved from this kind of open dialogue. And then we, you know, we would speak as well on the phone or on Zoom and just talk about the ideas and the process and kind of the direction we wanted to see it go. And then that with, you know, with meeting with Jazz Aspen, and it's Mural Arts Philadelphia, which is
mm-hmm.
the organization that Miriam has experience working with. And so just all of us coming together and kind of refining the design and trying to speak to what the venue is about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like a committee of 12 people, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. So for the first initial review, it was about 12 people that just talked to us about the concept.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it kind of petered out a little for the final review. And then the final review was a smaller group, which was great. We did a lot of edits. We did edit it a lot. And it's very much a collage.
Uh-huh.
A digital collage of drawings.
It kind of reminds me of jazz itself, jazz music. When Chris said I riffed off of what she did, you know, it's got its own kind of musical quality in the art, yeah. Which is pretty cool. So can you kind of give us an idea of what the mural elements of the mural?
Yeah, so that was kind of the initial brainstorming session was about, you know, what it embodies the city of Aspen, the history of the area, what's representational to this brick and mortar venue, what is important or landmark concepts, ideas of what the town is all about. So we included some of the architectural landmarks of the city or the town, and some of the other imagery, you're just going to have to come and see it for yourself.
A lot of instruments.
Talk about your instruments.
Oh, yeah. We put a lot of instruments. I ended up drawing. My 12-year-old son is already super into music, and he has a big collection of, you know, drums, guitar, mm-hmm. a bass guitar. I drew all of his instruments. He also has a saxophone. I ended up doing like a plexi, like a dry point of it. And we did a couple other instruments like records and boom boxes that were screen printed. And we're also putting that in the mural collage. Yeah.
That's awesome. And for our listening audience that doesn't know, it is the Paul J.A.S. Center, and it's a new world-class, of course, venue in downtown Aspen. And it's located right over the historic Red Onion Tavern. And I guess you guys are doing this all in a construction zone, basically.
Yeah. We have construction hats on right now.
Wow.
We're supposed to.
And when is this supposed to open?
The opening, I believe, is slated for mid-December with Trombone Shorty.
Wow. Wow, that's pretty exciting. And your mural is kind of the first thing people see when they come in?
Yeah, that's right. You enter through the ground level and you take a stairway up to the second level, which is the actual venue. And it's a full-on, immersive, 360-degree visual barrage of imagery.
Wow. Well, that's so great. Well, before I let you go, Chris, can you let everybody know what your next thing you're going to be working on is and where they might find out more about you?
Wow, what's next? I've wrapped up the summer craziness and getting back into the studio for the winter.
Nice.
Preparing for a show at Michael Warren Gallery in Denver, Michael Warren Contemporary, in the fall of next year. So excited to get into a new body of work.
Great. And where do people find out more about you?
Oh, you can go to ericksonchris.com or Chris Erickson Art on Instagram.
Awesome. And Marianne, what happens after this? I guess you go back to Philly.
Yeah, I actually have a pretty relaxing couple months, but I am teaching starting back in January. I teach etching and screen print on fabric and might be coming back for the outdoor mural of this part with it. So back in the spring, and I potentially have another mural as well in Philly, as well as just making more art.
That's fabulous. And where can people find your art?
MiriamSinger.com.
Well, fabulous. Well, I'm so glad you guys took some time out. I can't wait to see it. I think collaborations are always, they just stretch you in so many ways, and they're very exciting. So I'm glad it's that you two have come together. And Miriam, I mean, you are getting, you've got the creme de la creme up there as an artist. You got Brian up there and Chris, you got a crack team.
Yeah. And Chad.
Chad's there too. Oh my God. What fun.
I mean,
you got the best.
Honestly, this is an extraordinary group of assistants we have helping us pull this off. It is literally, wouldn't look the same without this help. And it's local Valley artists that are all here late nights and early mornings making it happen.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
A very short mural, 10 days.
Well, yeah. Thanks you guys so much. Thanks for taking the time. And be sure to eat, okay? And don't work too late.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Amy.
Thanks, you guys. Bye.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Wow, that's great. Well, you guys, stay tuned. We got Aggie Flores coming up live in the studio. I'm just going to play a little hint for you.
Mi arte es esencia, no es competencia. Navega por mis mares. Enfrentan el día a su cobardía. Imponiéndose ilumina justa belleza con sutileza decanta mis andares. Subí, 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 subí mi querubín, subí a tu juego eterno. Subí, 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 subí mi querubín, subí a tu juego eterno.
inocente niña, al cielo en cariño, encarnando sus verdades. No aguanta sorpresas, no ofrecen su mesa.
Flores, and that was her recording, but we actually have her right here in the studio, and this is awesome. Welcome.
Hi.
Yeah, so Aggie is Argentinian born.
Yes.
And then you've spent a lot of time kind of in Aspen and Charleston?
Yeah, born, raised, colleged, everything. I lived in Argentina until I was 24. And then I first got here as a J1 student, as an exchange. Uh-huh. Yeah. I was a snowboard instructor for a little bit, and then life got me around. One of the things was, I ended up in Charleston afterwards, but first 3 years that I officially moved here, I was just driving around the country. I've been to 39 states between events, so it's been insane. Yeah.
Yeah. But you feel like this feels like home.
This feels like home. Yeah, I was ready to leave Charleston. I asked myself, I said, I want to go home. And Argentina felt a little bit far away at that time. So this felt like home in America, definitely.
Oh, that worked out well for us because you play solo and then you also have is it a duo or a trio? You have a drummer too?
Yeah. So we started a new project here. I try to adapt with the people that I meet. Mm-hmm. Right now, my solo project is just Aggie Flores. I try to get sessionists and I have my band called Aggie Flores and the Wildflowers. But then we started a little side project called Sonica with Biff Phillips. And then we switch drummers depending on who's available. But yeah, we do a lot of covers like Alanis Morissette and Cranberries and just like Angry Lady Rock.
That's great. Oh, that's awesome. So you have all these beautiful instruments here.
Yeah.
So in between the talking, folks, we are going to be lucky to hear some real live music, which I love. So what are we going to hear?
All right. I'm going to start with a kind of newish song. It's called Cosmic Fan in Spanish. Fan as in like your, when you have cards on your hand, you make a fan to see them. So it's just like the amount of options we have.
Uh-huh.
I wrote it right before moving back here. This was one of the options that I had, and I was like asking myself, what do I want? So
nice.
Yeah.
Here you go, Aggie Flores.
Respiro al amanecer, una taza de té con miel, mil caminos se abren abanico cósmico,
Mi habitar se expande, todo se hace cómico. Mi decisión es ilusión. Esta canción ya se escribió. No me resisto a cambio. Rascarme no me da placer. Mi decisión es ilusión. Esta canción ya se escribió. No me resisto a cambio. Rascarme no me da placer. Yeah. Yeah. Un suspiro al atardecer, una aguja para tejer. Se cierran historias mientras pido aire. Puertas giratorias que parecen baile. Mi decisión es ilusión. Esta canción ya se escribió. No me resisto al cambio. Rascarme no me da placer. Mi decisión es ilusión. Esta canción ya se escribió. No me resisto al cambio. Rascarme no me da placer. Yeah.
Beautiful.
So I did read somewhere that you started to sing almost as soon as you started to talk.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Did you come from a musical family?
Yeah. My mom's side of my family, she has 50-something cousins. So between them all, they started a choir. So it was like grandparents, uncles and aunts, and like mom, cousins, everyone there. So I've been exposed to it, and I've been a part of it since they started. I think it was like 4 or 5, maybe. But also my dad is a guitar player and a singer. My aunt from that other side of my family as well. So I've always been around instruments and music. All sorts of art, actually. I also do a lot of other stuff, not just music.
Right. You're kind of an all-round artist. And did you always feel that that was going to be able to sustain you?
Not in Argentina. I mean, to be honest, I always try to like cheat, kind of. Like my mom was one of those that was like, I only have doctors, engineers as kids, blah, blah. So I studied industrial design. I was like, yeah, it's like the engineering of design. So it was like my excuse to be an artist. But then I came here, and that's one of the things that I love the most about America is like, you guys are not scared of dreaming at all.
Yeah.
And it's so cool.
And so you really are a fairly busy musician, correct?
Yeah. Now, yeah. I'm a full-time musician in the Valley.
So wow. So you're not teaching snowboarding?
Not this season. Not
wow.
This season.
You're just going to snowboard. But
I'm
going
to snowboard. Yeah.
Well, that's fabulous. So how did your career evolve here in Aspen?
I call myself right now a freelance whatever. Because I feel like I've always helped my friends and their projects through art, however it went. You're right. Because I study design, I'm used to all these like Adobe programs and all the design programs and everything. So anything from illustrations, animations, murals, lettering, whatever. I had friends being like, "Can you do this for me?" So sometimes I embroider hats. Sometimes I make flower arrangements. Uh-huh. Sometimes I'm painting like the wild fig.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I think how it evolved, it's just been friends asking for help and me being the friend also asking.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's so great. And so you play solo up at Molly Aspen?
Yeah, I've had a bunch of residencies around like the whole valley, actually. I played at Molly. Public House had me for every Tuesday this summer.
Oh, wow.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Tavern in Snowmass. I play a lot in Heather's, Basalt and Snowmass with the band.
Nice. Uh-huh.
With Sonica. Bear Den. Yeah, it changes a lot. But this summer I've had between 3 and 7 gigs a week, which has been epic.
That is so great. That I'm really excited. I told Aggie I couldn't believe that our paths had not crossed yet, but I'd been hearing a lot of good things about you, so I'm very excited to have you on the show. Let's have another song while we can. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do a little waltz. Let me make sure this is... should be tuned, but just in case, because I just changed the strings. I'm learning about it. I used to think that nylon, you never have to change nylon. It's like, no, of course you do. All right, it's good. This one's called the Barefoot Waltz. No me gusta andar descalza en caracol. Les que sensibles son las plantas de mis pies. Y te miento si te digo que no lloro cuando siento que le imploro al agua besar mi piel. Y te miento si te digo que no lloro cuando siento que le imploro al agua besar mi piel. Cómo quema este frío en primavera, sus capullos piel de plátano de romper. Y qué hermosas son las líneas de este viento que se apropian un vals lento de las flores al caer. Y qué hermosas son las líneas de este viento que se apropian un vals lento de las flores al caer. Como caen, despegan y en su vuelo se entregan a su renacer. Caer y dejarse llevar al incierto pasar de su primera vez. No me gusta sentir aire en mis nudillos. Yo sé el crujido de mis huesos al temer que respiro de este aire que estimo es tan tuyo como mío, pero no lo puedo ver. Que estimo este aire que respiro es tan tuyo como mío, pero no lo puedo ver. Ay, qué dulces las caricias del olvido. Sus enjambres polinizan renacer. Y sus cantos que se esconden en zumbidos me repiten al oído que ser siendo he de crecer. Y sus cantos que se esconden en zumbidos me repiten al oído que ser siendo es de crecer.
Wow. Wow. So let's talk a little bit about your songwriting process. Do you usually write in Spanish?
Yes, and I actually made a choice. I remember sitting down and I was like 24, 25 when I started like actually sitting down and composing, and I started writing in English because I thought it was fun because I was here, and then I was like, wait, why am I limiting myself? Like, this is my language. This is like, I've been speaking it since I was born. Well, not since I was born, but why would I limit myself, you know?
Right.
And then I thought about it a little bit more, and I realized that I learned English through your guys' music and mm-hmm. through your movies and your stories. You know, you have shared so much of all the things your stories and your folklore. So it's just like, why would I rip away the opportunity for you guys to learn something, yeah, a different language, you know. I've always felt very grateful that we've been exposed to all you guys' music. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you had that same honor of like being exposed in the radio and everywhere, you know. Movies are translated, like everything is in English for us. Well, not everything, but yeah. So I thought it would be cool to just keep writing in my own language and just...
And it is so beautiful. I mean, it's just like that song you just sang, just you can feel it. Even if you don't understand all the words, it's you still feel it. I kind of like can get every other word and then I can create my own story.
Yeah. No, I like it. I like writing like this. And I write a lot in like 3/4 and 6/8, which is the time signature that we use a lot in Argentina. Like our folklore, it's a little bit more waltzy than like, I don't know, Mexican folklore, for example. So that, like, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. Like, we have a bunch of that. And I really enjoy writing that.
Wow. So now, do you perform in Argentina as well when you go back?
I haven't been an adult in Argentina.
Oh.
To be honest. Yeah. So when I come back, I try. I've performed a few times. I mean, like, when I started, my first time playing in a bar, I think I was still in high school. We got together with some friends and we were like, let's just play. I remember changing my school uniform in the bathroom to go and play. But then, yeah, I've always played like scattered around. I never actually pursued playing in anywhere. You know, I played a couple of bars right before I left, but then I came here and I was chasing events rather than music.
So I did read somewhere that you are recording a new album.
Yes, I'm working on it right now. I just kind of chose my producer to work with. It's kind of hard because I tried working with people here, but there's something about the producer knowing what I'm saying in Spanish. And in Charleston or here in Aspen, I haven't found anyone who I could work with. And so, yeah, this is my friend. His name is Juan. He has a studio called Wami Studios.
Oh, great.
And we've been doing like this super fun, like Twitch, like he's live. And I am also like, we're both live working on things, like online, which I never thought it would. I was like skeptical about it, but because I've known him for a long time, like it feels very smooth, and I'm hoping to record it once I'm there. So right now, I'm actually working on a different project. I'm recording music for an art show that I'm putting together in March.
Oh wow, where's the art show going to be?
Aspen Collective.
Oh nice.
Yeah,
okay.
So
oh good, we'll have to have you back on the show too.
It's gonna be fun.
So what kind of art do you do?
This one is going to be a mix of kind of everything I do. I have a part that is drawing and sound. So it's a fine line, abstract drawings of spheres with different patterns. And then underneath them, there's going to be a Discman with headphones. And each one of them has their own
song.
Yeah. I kind of got that one from Black Holes when they're feeding and they emit the big jets and they spin around. They just create their own sound. So these are kind of like different spheres with that. And then there's another part of it that is an immersive interactive part. So it's light installations. I have two pretty big ones. One is like 8 feet wide and is flat. It has 6 light bulbs, and depending where you're standing, it emits. So it's brighter where you're standing. So
right.
It reflects your light. And then the other one is a spiral. It's a hex that comes down as a spiral. And so similar. It's going to be interactive. It's all woven. Like I macrame them, and then I add the lights fixtures. So it's like woven stuff and lights and programming and drawing and music. So
that's very cool. So that's in March.
March 20th, if everything goes well.
So and that'll be up for...
I don't know how long. I mean, like, I think they keep the shows at least for a month or maybe 2 weeks. And it's during the season, so they might, like, change them. I got to get the details.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good. Well, we'll have you back then. Yeah. All right. Well, I think we have time for one more song. So can we do one?
Yeah,
one more.
Absolutely.
It's perfect for Friday. All right. Here we go. Aggie Flores.
Nos dimos al partir un regalo, el sueño de tenernos lado a lado.
te sueño en mis brazos, te siento cercano, te sueño en mis brazos y mis ansias calmo. ¿Cuántas veces me he fallado buscando encontrar al indicado? Me pierdo en tus brazos por miedo al pasado. Me pierdo en tus brazos, me empujas y me acercas a mí. Y entiendo que no entiendo nada. Salté tanto al vacío que me crecieron alas. Tapé el suelo con nubes para estar alejada. Y aún así, que estoy caminando al costado de tu cama. Me diste la esperanza de volver a creer que no necesito echar todo a perder. Que se puede compartir el camino, el futuro y el pasado desconocido para verme con alguien crecer y dejar al amor renacer. Me suelto en tus brazos, me veo cantando. Me suelto en tus brazos, delfines y trazos. Me suelto en tus brazos, me veo creando. Me suelto en tus brazos, me empujas y me acercas a mí. En ti, aquí, allí, 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 a mí.
Wow, that's beautiful. So if people want to find out more about you, where can they do that?
I mostly post about what I do on Instagram, so it's at aggie.flores. I'm also on Spotify if you find me there. But yeah, soon I'm getting my website ready and everything, so I'll get more information out.
Well, this is great. It's been a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
Is how I like it. I love live music on our show. So thanks for bringing all your instruments and your beautiful self. And we'll have to have you back.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right, everybody. Well, as we head into the weekend, there's a few birthday notes we got to wish. Michael Gorman, a big happy 40th. Ruby Kimberly, she's not quite yet 40. And then Minsa Wu is having a beautiful birthday this weekend, too. We're headed into Sagittarian season. And while you may want to hibernate like the bears, no chance. It's time to come out and celebrate. We'll make our own light. Everybody have a great weekend. Great Thanksgiving. We will be back next Friday. So enjoy.